Be'ezah Hashem, tonight I'd like to develop a theme from Parsha Shlach and Korach that maybe take three examples and use them in regards to the painful but at the same time opportunistic moment of leaving Eretz Yisrael. Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal pointed out that all the mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz that are given to the Kohen appear in Parsha Shlach and Korach. And Rashi explains in Parshas Korach the reason why mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz are mentioned there is because the kahuna of Aaron was challenged, the kedushas hakahuna was challenged. And since the Kedusha was challenged, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to drive home the point that there is a people who are unique in Klal Yisrael, and they have a unique Kedusha, and there is a land that is unique and it has its own unique Kedusha. And therefore, that Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is associated with the Kahuna. That's what Rashi describes, maybe with a little bit of elaboration. But Soloveitchik pointed out, and we discussed this when we were in the Kol HaElyon, and later a friend of mine from the Kol of Kenny Shaiwitz printed this as the Hakdama of the Shiurei HaRav to Mitzvah Hatluyos Ba'aretz in Chala, that Parsha Shlach is an exception to the rule, in the sense that there's one of the Mitzvah Hatluyos Ba'aretz that appears there, and that's the mitzvah of Hafroshas Chala. Why, the Rav asked? Chala is also given to the Kohen. And Rav Soloveitchik explained the Yesod Gadol, which had many nafkaminas la'alocha, which we're not going to discuss in a 10-minute Musar, that when it comes to the mitzvah of Hafroshas Chala, it corresponds to something that's totally different than Kedushas Ha'aretz of a fruit that comes out of Eretz Yisrael. Chala, the chiyuv, is not when the wheat stalk comes out of the ground, but it's b'shas gilgulo isa, at the time that the flour is mixed with the water. At the moment that man says, wow, I've made aliyah, I've accomplished in Eretz Yisrael, I've learned shana aleph, shana bet. And then he says, wait a second, I've accomplished something. At that moment he has to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and say, Kochi va'otzim yodi asaliyas achayel azeh is the wrong emotion. It's not my own hand that did it. The miraglim were caught in a tension where they said, either we're going to fall for Kochi va'otzim yodi asaliyas achayel azeh, or we're going to lose the sense of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. We can't do it. We'd rather live like the door of the desert, of the man. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, you guys could do it. If I just give you this reminder, when it comes time to Yishuv Haaretz, don't fall into the trap of Kochi V'atzim Yadi Asaliyas Achayel Hazeh. One more piece of Lomdus, and then I want to get to the application. The Shagas Aryeh asks that the Gemara in Ksubis on Daf Chaf Hey says something very, very strange. And it fits in beautifully. Shagas Aryeh says that the mitzvah of Chala appeared before Kedushas Haaretz. The mitzvah of Chala came about during the Zayin Shekivshu, the 7 years that Klal Yisrael conquered Eretz Yisrael, the Zayin Shechilku. Already there was a mitzvah of Chala, even though Trumas and Maestros required Avodas Hashem in Eretz Yisrael, required Klal Yisrael to be serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, that only began with the post-chiluk of Eretz Yisrael. And Shagas Aryeh says he doesn't understand why it is that Chala is any different. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, Zichron Levracha, the Rav's brother, and the two Mahalchim fit beautifully, pointed out, Geshmak, no. The Gemara in Bava Basra tells us that Avraham Avinu walked around the perimeter of Eretz Yisrael. And with that, he was Kone Eretz Yisrael. That developed what Rav Aaron described, and this is going to be a very important term for our Musar as well, Shem Eretz Yisrael, the identity of Eretz Yisrael. The identity of Eretz Yisrael goes back to Avraham Avinu's kinyan of Halach on Eretz Yisrael. However, Kedusha, that only came about when Klal Yisrael began to be Mekayim the Mitzvahs, according to Manu Kedusha Rishona, or according to how we paskin, when Ezra with the Hiru Tshuva of Kedusha Shniyah. But we have two different parts. Chala corresponds to the Shem Eretz Yisrael. Trumas and Maestros corresponds to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Aaron didn't explain why Chala, that I know of, didn't explain why Chala is connected to the Shem Eretz Yisrael, but according to this, it's beautiful. What emerges is, we have a dichotomy of, on the one hand, you have the mitzvos hatulias baretz of trumas and maestros that grow, that stem from this inherent kedushas haaretz, and then you have something else. You have a person who comes along and makes Eretz Yisrael his own. And he says, I'm connected to the Shem Eretz Yisrael, which goes back to Avraham Avinu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu zapped. He says, this person needs a reminder that everything that we've accomplished in Eretz Yisrael is not chas v'chalila kochav yotzim yodi yasaliyas ha'chayel hazeh. And there are three important applications that I want to share with the dear Talmidim and Avreichim. Number one, a person, if he doesn't internalize this idea that whatever we accomplish, even those things that relate to the Shem Eretz Yisrael, is a function of Kol Chiv Yatzim Yadi, then in such a case he could never reach the Madrega of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. There are many Jews, and this relates to the tensions that exist today in Israel. There are many Jews who feel connected to Israel, but only on a nationalistic component. We shouldn't chas v'chalila reject them. We shouldn't chas v'chalila feel that their connection to it is nothing. It's something that's greatly significant. The only thing is Nebuch, it was aborted. It only stopped at the Shem Eretz Yisrael. It never reached the next Madreig of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But realize, they're halfway there. The first step for Kedusha is that appreciation for Eretz Yisrael. That's lesson number one. Lesson number two. And this one I think is very, very important when we look back in a retrospect after a year or two of Israel. Any person here, and Baruch Hashem, I think everyone here in this room has felt a tremendous growth, each one al pi madregaso of Kedusha. Any person who thinks that the Kedusha that I achieved here in Eretz Yisrael is a function of my own doing, I would say is a fool. The siyata d'shmaya that you and I had to get to the point that where we are today, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us the opportunity to be exposed to certain things that the majority of kids in America never had the opportunity to see or experience. And just think back. I think back at the crossroads when I was 18 years old, how I ended up having the right Rebbe at the right time. And we have to daven for siyata d'shmaya for that. Anything that a person has achieved when he looks back at 1 or 2 years or 3 or 4, and he will have kol chiv yotzim yodei yasaliyas ha'chayel hazeh and think he did it, Habol etar mesayino. So whoever comes for Tara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps those people. But not on your own. It would only be a fool who would think that way. But what about, let's take a small period of time. Post-Pesach. Maseches Megillah. That's what the yeshiva was doing here, correct? You came back, you started with quite a bren with a fire. And then Baruch Hashem, things began to click. And your friend invited you out to go out to eat, and you knew you would come halfway through late tonight, Seder, and you said no. And you did it. No one could fool themselves and say that the Kedusha that they achieved, they did on their own. But what about the shame, the identity? The identity, Baruch Hashem, that we've transformed ourselves into fantastic Avreichim, to fantastic Bachurim, on small increments, there is a real danger of kochi v'otzim yad yasli yasachai l'azeh. And on those small increments, if we don't catch ourselves now and say, no, every single step, if I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, didn't give me the opportunity to have that chavrusa, to have that Rebbe, to have just clicked on YU Torah and hear that Sichas Musar, then in such a case, without that Siyata D'Shmaya, I would never be, even that small Masechta Maseches Megillah, even that Havana in the Rambam, without the Siyata D'Shmaya, you and I would never have accomplished it. And without that Havana, eventually, if it happens time and time and time again, that the Shem Torah, the Shem Ben Torah, is Ani, then eventually they'll never get to that next Madrega. It'll never reach the Madrega of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. It'll never reach the Madrega of Kedushas Ben Torah. A Shem Ben Torah, that'll have. An identity of Ben Torah will have. But Kedushas Ben Torah, that he'll never have. Just like we've seen, some people have reached the Madrega of Shem Eretz Yisrael. But Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, sometimes us B'nai Torah have to remember that Kedushas Eretz Yisrael also requires Shem Eretz Yisrael too, to appreciate the Shem Eretz Yisrael. A Shem Ben Torah he might have, but a Kedushas Ben Torah he'll never reach if time after time after again he says, I did it. And lesson number three, in terms of going back. And as a Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael, this is one of the most important things I think we could share with the Talmidim. You can't take the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael with you. Tosis in Kedusha and Lamed Vav Amebeis says there isn't even a mitzvah of Trumos and Maisras in Chutz La'aretz as a Zecher, because there's nothing that you could do to bring the Kedushas Ha'aretz to America. Chalav Amevin Yavin might be different. But when it comes to Trumas and Maisras, that can't be done. There's no abracadabra, there's no Kabbalah that could be said, no Mekubal could look at it, who could transform Chutz La'aretz in terms of its Kedusha. And the moment we get on that plane is the moment we leave that Avira Deretz Yisrael Machkim. Rav Kolinsky Shlita is here. His brother-in-law, Rav Ginsberg, who I work with in the Old City, was the one who told us that Rav Nevensal, when he leaves Eretz Yisrael, when he gets on the plane, a few times that he's left, he's makbid to get a ticket all the way in the back of the plane. Someone heard the story, he said to Rav Ginsberg, it's not true. Can't be, it's true. How much time does it... We still have to get back to rocket science. It's been a big deal and back and forth about the rockets. I already got a few emails about it. So how much time does it take for the airplane to the front, the back of the airplane to leave Avir Deretz Yisrael? Split seconds. And when he comes back, then he rides first class. Then he gets the front ticket on the plane to come back into Avir Deretz Yisrael. And that there's nothing that you could do. All the dapim of Gemara is not going to transform it. But Rabosai, that's in terms of Kedusha. And we've developed, Kedusha is begat when a person has the shame. You could always retain your shame, Eretz Yisrael. Your name has to continue to hang here in Eretz Yisrael. How do we do that? So number one, there are rabbeim that you were zocheh to have. Hold on to them. Your name should become a name in their house. Stay connected to them. That when they come home, their wives say, Reuven called. And if you have the wherewithal, pardon me that I say this, but this is the metzius, there are a lot of talmidei chachamim in Eretz Yisrael that could use some support. Maybe there's a Talmud Chacham that you could choose to give him a little bit of money every once in a while. And that when you come, you're ben bayis by him. To retain that I still have a Shem Eretz Yisrael. But it's not only that. It's about where a person's heart really is. I remember, I thought I was leaving Eretz Yisrael for good, Ki'ilu, until Mashiach came. And there was a certain area by the Kotel HaMaravi that I stood. And I asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me Siyata Deshmaya, that somehow I could come back. Every single person before he leaves needs to find the Dalet Amis here. I know the exact spot. And that spot in the Kotel is never going to change. No matter what all the women of the wall are going to do, that spot will always be there. And the Dalet Amos of Eretz Yisrael that you have, where you put your Shoresh in, it could be your spot here in the Beis Medrash. A place where you say, this is where my shame is. The Kedusha I'm not going to be able to take, but that shame I will always have, that connection I will always have, and a certain Makom to put in a Tefillah. Mamish, a Hartzige Tefillah. To say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is my place. This is my place. And the moment you have that, then I'm guaranteed that Be'ezer Hashem, that will be something that you'll be able to continue to be Mamshech L'dorei Doros. I look around here in the room. How many of the Avreichim and the Bachurim here would they say that their parents, in terms of Dargus of Kedusha, maybe have things that are lacking? But you know what they did? Each one of them had a connection to the Shem Eretz Yisrael. And because each one of them had on some level that connection, Baruch Hashem, that was there and that begot a tremendous amount of Kedusha. But what if Chas v'Chalila, our parents didn't have that? And we never know what challenges HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us once we go back. And there might be times, Chas v'Chalila, that we'll feel a little bit distant between us HaKedusha. And we've spoken over and over and over again about Eitzes, about what to do with that. But Rabbi Yisai, remember that your name is forever connected to the name of Eretz Yisrael. Be'ezer Hashem will be Zolcha as people who have a shame of B'nai Torah that will continue to go slowly and slowly in Madregas to become people with Kedushas B'nai Torah.